Jim Bolton. I'm chairman of the Morven Community Council, covering the Morven Peninsula. The main village is Lochalan. Other villages include Funery and Drimnin and settlements in Killindon, etc.
So we've come to somewhere that you call the Wild West. Well, before we get into the reasons why you call it the Wild West, can you describe it sort of geographically? What does it look like?
Well, geographically, we're on the mainland north of Mull. It is a very rugged and very, some would say, unspoilt peninsula. However, we have a lot of forestry, we have a lot of natural woodland, and we are, shall we say, at the end of the line as far as local government and national government is concerned.
Okay, so you're a long way from Inverness, you're a long way from Edinburgh and from Westminster, but what kind of a community do you have here? Are you quite resourceful?
We are a resourceful community. We are made up mostly of locals who have been born and bred here. But more recently, we have had a lot of incomers who have bought houses, built houses, etc. Some of those stay all year. Some of those, if you're lucky, stay 2 weeks a year and it's used as a holiday cottage. But the overall population is about 380. However, demographics, about over 50% of those are past retirement age at the moment.
And does that bring problems?
It does, because we do have a lot of youngsters. There are employment opportunities in the village, however they are limited. Most youngsters end up going away. They obviously have to go away for college, university, what have you. But the majority end up staying away to get gainful employment.
I pass a lovely primary school, so there is something to keep at least young families here.
Yes, we have a lot of young families. I can't tell you what the school role is at the moment, but I know when my younger children were there, it got up to about 32, 33, which is quite big. I think it's dropped recently. But yeah, there are opportunities, but as I said, employment opportunities are limited. So we'd like to see more young families staying here, which is first of all, and more families coming in, but we have to develop the opportunities for them to do that, both in housing, which is a difficult subject, and of course employment.
And I'm thinking that probably the vast majority of the land around here is owned by estates.
Yes, there are three major estates, plus of course the Forestry Commission, which owns about probably a third of the peninsula. And, well, you'll see yourself vast spruce plantations. Interestingly, if you go back through history, this was all ancient broadleaf woodland. After 1745, Cumberland and his troops burnt every tree on the peninsula and every croft and whatever, because they were Jacobite supporters here. Anyway, I'll sidetrack there.
So there's 300 or so people here. You can see how perhaps they would get overlooked in the great scheme of politics. But what have you done about it as a community? What sort of things do you have on the go?
Well, we as a community council try to get as much as we possibly can from Highland Council, not more than anybody else. We would just like parity with other areas. Our roads are in a dreadful state. We have very little, shall we say, council housing available for rent. They've all either been sold off or otherwise. We do, however, support the many community organisations that have evolved over the years.
Yeah, because increasingly it's community organisations that are going to have to carry the burden, really, of filling in gaps and really getting things done. So tell me about the different organisations in your community.
Right, well, to start off with, we have our own development company called the Morven Community Development Company. They are responsible for, first of all, they ensure we had petrol pumps in the village, or fuel in the village, which operates 24 hours a day. They've built a marina. They've also got plans to have, I can't remember the exact phrase, but it's a hub for businesses in the centre of the village, just next to the shop. They're putting buildings up there. They're looking at other opportunities, perhaps hydro schemes, wind farms, etc. So that's the main one. After that, you have other groups like the Community Woodlands groups. We're sitting here at the moment in their woodlands, which they purchased from the Forestry Commission. We have a social club, which started off being just for mine employees only, but it's for the whole of the village. We also have a heritage society, which has regular talks and lectures on local history and landmarks. This place has an awful lot of history.
And where is the employment?
The employment is mainly in our sand mine, which reopened 5 years ago after lying idle for about 5 years. That employs 20 to 30 people, I think, some of whom are local, some of whom come in because some of it's fairly specialised work. The estates employ people. The Forestry Commission employs fewer people than it did, but it still employs some people. And we have one or two salmon farms in the area as well. In fact, my son is a trainee at one of those farms as we speak.
So the stalwarts of working age who want to work, can they pretty much can find something?
Well, yes, if you're looking for menial jobs. I mean, fish farm, there are opportunities for advancement on it, obviously. But it's mining is a mine job. The fish farms are very menial job. The estate jobs are menial jobs. The forestry is menial jobs. We have one or two local people that do internet business, but our internet speeds here are so slow, it's hardly worth the while.
In terms of other connectivity, what about buses and public transport?
Oh, we have a bus service 2 days a week to Fort William. That's one trip there, one trip back. Apart from that, the council, Highland Council, does fund transport for the school kids to Ardnamurchan High School over in Strontee, and that's daily. And, of course, we have the ferry link to Mull and ultimately to Oban if you get the other ferry from there. Life here can be lovely, but for instance, I have six children, one who works at the fish farm, he's 20 years old. I have a daughter just about to reach 6 years in high school. My other four children had to move away to get employment. Obviously, they had to move away for education, but once they're qualified, where do they go? They can't come back here. There's nothing for them. And we want to keep those youngsters here. More and more, we're becoming a community of incomers. People are coming in, and there's not, how can we say, there's almost not a viable reproducing community, if you see what I mean, right?
Yes, I was going to ask you, are you reaching a tipping point where things might just become unsustainable?
Well, I don't think so. That's for the future to hold. Who knows what will happen, but we try our best and see what happens. What I'd be very interested in seeing is a per capita analysis of how much is spent in, say, Inverness compared to how much is spent out here in the Highland region. I know that the Highland region has more roads than anywhere else in the UK, but like ours, we have an A road here. It's actually a single track road. Right? It's an A road. You've driven over it yourself, you've seen the state of it. I'd like to see parity. In other words, if they have money in Inverness, for instance, from their big city deal where they said money was going to be spent in the whole Highland region, I'd like to be interested to know where, apart from Inverness, has benefited from that.
I'm Susan Taylor. I'm the local GP here, but as a GP in a small community, I've got many other hats. So I'm here at the Morven Games promoting our new Morven Eco Wheels, which is a community car scheme that we're planning to set up using an electric car that's been funded by the Climate Challenge Fund from the Scottish Government.
I see that you're wearing a hat of the MCDC, the Morven Community Development Company. What does it do? What's its aims and aspirations?
I'm currently a director on the MCDC because I'm one of the community councillors, and I'm also, they always have two directors on MCDC. The development company was set up to promote business and develop activities, business activities for Morven. One of the first projects we had was to manage our fuel pumps because they became derelict and we needed to get grants, and getting a single business just to run the fuel pumps was difficult. So as a community, we were able to get funding to redevelop the fuel, the diesel and the petrol pumps. So that was one of our first projects. And then we went on to develop the pontoons, the marina facilities, which are now quite expansive in Loch Allen. And we currently have quite a lot of projects. We're planning a business hub in the village where we'll be able to rent out business space for local businesses or individuals. We're also looking, we also own some land and we're planning to build some houses, so initially three single unit houses next to the business hub in the centre of the village, which would provide accommodation for young people, or equally amenity housing for older people. And we're also have land purchased to build larger houses out just in the village centre. So that's our current plans. We're also here at the Morven Games to promote this new Eco Wheels project that we've been fortunate enough to get funding from the Climate Challenge Fund, Scottish Government, to purchase an electric car. We've bought a Nissan Leaf, a 40 watt car, and we're planning that this will be available to the community as a community car club, so we'll provide cheap, eco-friendly transport opportunities, and maybe I mean people that don't have a car or would like to use a cheaper car can use an electric car, which will be charged up locally to get to Port William.
It will go as far as Fort William and back.
Yeah, this car has got a range. The manufacturer range is 220 miles, but in reality, probably around 170. But as it's about 90 miles return trip to Fort William, we'll certainly be able to cover that. It's difficult with electric cars to be absolutely sure of mileage because it depends on the number of people in the car, depends on the hills, depends on how much windscreen wiper you're using. The car certainly can actually get to Glasgow, Inverness, probably without needing a charge. So I think it's a really interesting opportunity, and it's a way of people being able to see what the electric cars can do and maybe consider them as options in the future.
And have you priced out the hire and how?
We're not quite there. That we're literally this is the first time people have actually seen the car. We bought it about a month ago, and we're working out how we're going to manage our car club scheme. We're pretty sure we'll run on we'll have a local scheme and maybe an opportunity for people that are visiting to hire the car on a one-off basis on a different tariff. But we haven't quite got to the absolute charging yet. We're looking at other schemes across Scotland that do similar things. And one of the other things that the development company are looking at is a community hydro scheme. Again, we've got an option on a large scheme, and we're working towards that, getting to planning permission in the near future.
Because I imagine that you've got some really enormous aspirations there, fantastic for the community, but I imagine that funding is going to be the issue, particularly with public funding, a squeeze on that, and who knows what after Brexit. What are your plans then for bringing the money in?
I think that's really why we're looking at investing in housing, because if we have some property that can actually bring in revenue and making it affordable too, bringing in working families, we think that is something that the community development company can do.